Wait. Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk Women's Roundtable, we're discussing the impact of the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young Leaders, which concluded officially in Washington yesterday. We'll be delving into how the program will enhance the skills of women who were part of 42 participants from Zimbabwe who were selected for the fellowship this year. I had the opportunity to meet some of the female Mandela Washington Fellows that are in Washington, D.C. One of them is Ms. Chedu Moyo, the director of Linear Center for Youth based in Plumtree. She said her organization promotes youth rights in climate change and public health while mainstreaming gender equality.
I think one of the best conversations we had at Michigan State University were the conversations around the common leadership curriculum, where we got to know our strengths and our edges as leaders, because sometimes our leadership is not effective because we don't know our edges and we misuse our strengths. So I really learned that as much as your strengths as a leader, you should be aware of your edges, and that is going to make you an effective leader. And I think we took a week on that curriculum. As civil society, sometimes we're doing our work, but we don't document our work and we don't translate it into data. So sometimes when we're trying to deal with community problems, they are not documented. So I really learned that we have a serious linkage with the people that are doing academia at the university so that we can document our work. Now, in the context of climate change and public health, we've been trying, I think for the past 2 or 3 years, to merge, to see when we're saying what are the effects of climate change on health. It's so hard to talk about those issues because they are not documented. But me, I know them because in my community I see the challenges, but they are not documented anywhere. So I think for me that was one biggest takeaway, to say how can we in the civic society work closely with academia to document and make progress with our work.
That there was Ms. Chedu Moyo, the director of Lunia Center for Youth. Another fellow, Ms. Petronella Piri of Mega Mining and Milling in Zishavane, who works in a male-dominated world of mining, had this to say.
The program for me, I've been in leadership in business for the last 6 weeks, and this has been beneficial in the sense that I've learned how to be a better leader. I think in terms of leadership, you never know the position you truly are in until a time you're put before a number of people where you have to lead and to realize that it's actually a skill that you have to learn. So our company has over 50 employees that are permanent and 50 contractual. So we are heading a company with over 100 people, and that alone means that every single decision that I make on a day-to-day basis has a ripple effect on a number of families and a number of people. So being here for me has taught me how to be a better leader. Being here has taught me that it's doable. I can actually prosper in the industry that I'm in, and I can actually achieve more. I had the opportunity to be in Reno, Nevada. This is a mining state. So I met a number of women that are in the mining industry in very pivotal positions within these companies. And all of them, in a way, like, gave me motivation and essentially told me that if they are in that position, why can't I do it myself?
That there was Ms. Petronella Piri of Mega Mining and Milling in Washington. Let's hear from Ms. Nyasha Muzadzi, the director of Grace Hope Foundation. Tins go to Ivo Vanotichi.
Chakakosha nekuti chiri kundisimudzira mubasa randinoita, uyezve chiri kundidzidzisa zvimwewo zvinhu zvandanga ndisingazivi about being a leader, not only muorganization mangu but also how I can be a leader mukati menyika yangu yeZimbabwe.
Zvanga zviri nyore here kupinda pachirongwa ichi?
Zvasiri nyore because the application yanga iri very competitive. There were 53,000 applications, and out of those, we had I think over 1,000 applications from Manwanzawaka Babu Zimbabwe, and I was one of the selected 45, which was a very tough competition.
Chicha madzidza kumusha mushano pakurova vamwe kumusha.
Chandanyanya kudzidza is how to lead from my strengths as a leader. Ne also kuti kana uri mutungamiriri unoshanda sei nevanhu vari mutimu mako, uyezve nekuonawo maitirwo anoitwawo maorganization manonprofit muno maamerica zvaitwa kuti ndiitewo shungu dzekuti ndikwanisewo kuita kuti organization yangu bek kumba ivewo yakadaro.
Aiwa, avo vanga vari Muzvare Nyasha Muzadzi, vanova ivo mutungamiri wesangano reGrace Hope Foundation, vachitaura nesu vari muno muWashington. And to discuss the Mandela Washington Fellowship Program, we are joined live in studio by some of the fellows that were at this year's Mandela Washington Fellow. I have with me right now Ms. Cinderella Ndlovu, the founder and director of Green Heart Trust, based in Bulawayo. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your experience under YALI.
Okay, so for the program, I was based in Florida, where I did my leadership in civic engagement with the Florida Gulf Coast University. So one of the major highlights from the program was how we got to be taught about how to run an organization, specifically a nonprofit organization. We got to have academic and leadership sessions that were led by the institution, as well as other American institutions that got to come into class as guest speakers to share with us the best practices on leadership and how we can enhance the different kinds of programs that we are doing in our respective countries. So I was in class with other fellows from 20 different African countries.
Mm-hmm. And we understand that you were lucky enough to get an extension to this program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so the extension is called the Professional Development Experience. Mm-hmm. I'll be going to the University of Minnesota, where I'll be taking part in their extension program on sustainable development goals that are in line with environment and climate change.
To people listening out there, I would also like you to address them in Ndebele. What's your takeaway from this whole program, especially for women and young girls who say, can I do what Cinderella did? I mean, like your name, maybe you were just lucky as a Cinderella.
I think abalaleleyo kuqakathekile, first of all, to believe in yourself and the work that you are doing. And ube ngumuntu ofisa ukuhlala efunda all the time, because there's always room for improvement. In as much as you can become an expert in your subject area, in my instance, climate change, the environment is something that I'm really passionate about, and I've grown to be an expert in as far as my academics is concerned. Kodwa kuqakathekile njalo ukuthi uhlale ungumuntu ofuna ukufunda, and fellowship has enabled me to be able to learn about leadership coming from a science background. Ezinye izinto ze leadership and organizational structure izinto engabe ngazifundanga esikolo, but from this fellowship I've managed to enhance my leadership skills, I've managed to enhance my organizational skills as well.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, you know, that I met along this, the fellowship were saying they were able to learn other skills that they hope to take home. What are you taking home to the people of Bulawayo?
Yes, I made powerful connections from interacting with other American citizens as well. We were given the opportunity to arrange our own networking meetings, be it with individuals or institutions. So I managed to connect with a local Rotary Club in Florida called the Rotary Club of Bangkok, where I also got to attend some of their meetings as well, which is amazing because back home I also belong to a Rotary Club. Mm. So it was my first time also attending a meeting of a Rotary Club in a different country, in a different continent altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yes. For the people listening out there in Bulawayo, say something in Ndebele for them, that the special message that you take as you live yearly.
Okay, engingakutshela ababukeleyo ngekhaya ukuthi ngibonile ukuthi Africa, especially abantu abasha abavele Africa, have a lot to offer to the continent. Kuqakathekile ukuthi bakhuthazwe, basupportwe, bethole i-mentorship ukwenzela ukuthi imisebenzi yabo iqhubekele phambili ukuthuthukisa amazwe ethu, ukuthuthukisa iZimbabwe.
Thank you so much. And those who want to follow you, where can they reach you before I let you go?
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter, X. My username is at Cinderella Ndlovu. So it's CinderellaNdlov. And then go Facebook, it's the same username, Cinderella Ndlovu, like Instagram. Or you can visit my website, my organization's website, www.greenheart.org. And then you can send me a message from there.
Thank you very much, Ms. Ndlovu. Please stay with us. But first, before I bring my next guest, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States, where U.S. President contestant Republican candidate Donald Trump and likely Democratic candidate Kamala Harris are both out on the campaign trail, where Mr. Trump questioned Harris's facial identity and Harris challenged Trump to debate with fewer than 100 days before Election Day. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns looks at the state of the race and what voters are saying about the candidates.
Republican candidate Donald Trump told supporters in the key swing state of Pennsylvania that his likely Democratic opponent is a fraud.
The radical left Democrat party bosses have installed a puppet candidate to fight only for themselves. Kamala Harris got zero votes. She's totally scripted, owned, and controlled by the donors and the power brokers who created her campaign and who rip off our government and make billions and billions of dollars.
Former President Donald Trump.
Earlier in the day, Trump had a contentious meeting with black journalists where he questioned the racial identity of Harris, whose mother was Indian and her father is black.
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
Harris has long self-identified as both black and South Asian American. Since becoming the likely Democratic presidential candidate, she's drawn even with Trump in seven key swing states. According to political polling by Bloomberg News and the Morning Consult, largely on the strength of greater support from young, black, and Hispanic voters.
So the momentum in this race is shifting. And there are signs that Donald Trump is feeling it. You may have noticed.
Harris told a rally Tuesday in Georgia that Trump seems to have a lot to say about her, but does not want to debate in September as scheduled.
Well, Donald, I do hope you'll reconsider to meet me on the debate stage. Because as the saying goes, if you got something to say,
Harris is expected to announce her vice presidential pick in the coming days and still has the party's convention in Chicago to help convince voters that she's a better choice than Trump. In North Carolina, voter Wanda Cherry says she's excited about the Democratic Party switch from President Joe Biden to Harris.
I'm glad that the president realized that we need somebody younger to run the country, somebody that has the smart and the willingness to run.
Georgia voter T. Stanley does not believe Harris is ready to be president.
First, her being the candidate is really horrific to me because, first of all, she's not prepared to be president, and it seems like she's already president now.
Georgia voter Phil Ownby says Harris has reinvigorated the presidential race.
I will vote for her, and I'm excited to do so. I generally think she may be a little liberal on certain issues, but in order to safeguard our democracy, I definitely vote for her.
In California, voter Marina George says Trump's support is strong enough to defeat any challenger.
Even with Kamala Harris coming in, anyone they put, they're not going to win. It's just making the Democrat Party break apart even more and faster, and everything that they're doing is good for the Republicans.
Nationally, the Bloomberg poll shows Harris and Trump in a statistical tie with fewer than 100 days to go before Election Day. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Thank you, Scott. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to continue with our discussion, we are joined in studio again by another fellow, Majita Marowa, the director of Makanda Pride, based in Harare. Welcome to our program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Please tell us about your experience under Yali. What is your takeaway?
I was placed at Jackson State University in Mississippi under leadership in business. My key takeaways were the automated manufacturing systems we learned at all the sites we visited back in Jackson. To be honest, the first time I heard that I was going to Mississippi, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel, but I think when I got there, I was amazed by how hospitable the city is and just how much people were willing to help us to learn more about how to sustainably run our enterprises.
Tinoona zvakare kuti waita manza yakanaka uchange uri muno kwetumwe tumazuva. Titaurawo kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Ndinofara kuti ndakaiswa futi under professional development experience ku Deloitte. Ndinozoti ndiri mu manufacturing industry, but and Deloitte is an audit consulting company, but chandaida kunyanya kudzidza is how to grow myself as a director, because sekufunga kwangu Rukanda Pride is not the limit. I am looking to grow exponentially. So I'm happy that I've been placed in Deloitte, because ndichadzidza zvakawanda, pricing, to help myself grow as the director, not just of Rukanda Pride, but of many other things that I'm going to be doing when I go back home.
So where will you be based, and how long will you be here in the United States on the extension?
I'm going to be in the United States for another 4 weeks, mm-hmm. Here in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. with Deloitte.
Kana kuine vamwe madzimai vakateerera vari kumusha kana vanasikana vechidiki vachiti ndingazvigono here zviri kuitwa namazvita, unoti chii pachirongwa ichi cheyali chamuchangobva kuita nezvauchange uri kuita uri muno kwemamwe mavhiki mana, unoti?
Chandingatokurudzira vanhu ndechekuti, first of all, be your authentic self. It's one of the things that I learned here. Because I think as leaders, we try as much as we can to mimic other leaders. But I think authenticity draws the right energy towards you. And just by doing that, I would also recommend that vanokwanisa apply even my networking sessions, and also just really starting, because I think that's where everything begins from, just starting, because kune aninga ari kokunzo kwaninga chete, but andina zvandinoita, andina zvandinogona. I started my business as just a It wasn't even my idea, it wasn't my practical skill, but because I saw, it was an opportunity-driven business, but because I saw that opportunity, I'm here today. So I always encourage them to just start something, and then always go to these networking sessions, applying where they can, and put themselves out there.
And as a woman, what is your takeaway in terms of gender equality that you learned during YALI?
I think, especially back in Mississippi, I experienced a lot of diversity, equity, and inclusion in most of the companies that we visited. And it is one of the key takeaways. Even when I go back home, it's something that I'm really going to apply at a bigger scale, because I think I was doing it, but I wasn't really intentional about it. But I'm happy about how they are very inclusive of women. They're very inclusive of races, gender, and it's something that is commendable, and I would really encourage all the companies in the world to apply the very same concept.
Tichiona basa ramunoita muri ku Zimbabwe, basa rematewe nezvimo, ibasa rinowanzoitwa nevarume, saka muri kuzvigona sei? Mungati pane zvamadzidza here kuno zvamuchanoti zvibva zvakusindisa imbasa iyi?
Leda ibasa revarume vakawanda. Asi ndinodawo kutenda nekuti vanhu vandinoshanda navo varume, masupply angu akawanda varume, vanotenga kwandiri vamwe vacho varume. So zvinondisimbisa kuti the world is still a safe place, in as much as it may be hard sometimes, because pamwe pacho autorwe serious, paunenge uchida kutorwa serious, vanhu vanenge vachiexpecta kuti kuchauya murume achataura nesu zvinhu zvatinonzwanana sevarume. Ukaenda semukadzi, vanofungira kuti uchaisa maemotions pamberi pebusiness, zvinhu zvinowanikwa muindustry. But sometimes I choose to focus on the positives, and I put my strength more on the positives, and just really learn to circumvent zvinotaurwa nevamwe varume muindustry, so that I actually use it as my unique selling point, that this is a female-led enterprise in a male-dominated industry.
So you're actually saying that you are identifying after attending YALI that you can use a negative as a strength?
Definitely.
So to those young girls listening out there, what's your takeaway? Like, in Shona,
ndinovakurudzira kuti kunyange ukaona kuti industry nevarume vakawanda, ndinogona kunzwa sendiri kutsikirirwa, shandisa that negativity kuipa kwazvo sestrength yako, sezvandinoita. Ndinotoshandisa kuti it's a male dominated industry, ndozvishandisa sestrength yangu is my unique selling point, so you can munokwanisa kuitawo zvakafanana neizvozvo, so that hamuzvitsikirirewo in muchingotedzera zvamunenge muchiitwa nevamwe.
Also, you seem very young. When did you decide that you're going to apply for YALI, and how was the process itself?
It took me time applying for YALI. I think it took me 2 weeks, because I was making sure that I'm writing the right things. I was being my authentic self. I was not lying. So it took me a lot, but it was my first time applying, and then I got accepted. It's such a humbling thing, because I think in the cohort we had people that had applied 3-4 times before they got accepted. Some that are way, I think it's their last year, some that are 35, they even 36 while here in the US, and I'm still in my 20s, and I feel that this was so humbling and encouraging and motivating.
And also, we saw, they said there are 42 that came from Zimbabwe. What was the ratio in terms of men and women, and how diverse was it in terms of rural and urban?
To be very honest, I might not really be sure of the statistics with regards to male and female, but what I know for a fact is that it was very diverse. We had people from the rural areas, we had people from the cities, and people from civic engagement, people from business, and it was just a mixture. It was very diverse pull of young leaders in that room.
Also, when you do go back home, do you work with younger girls? Are you mentoring young girls? What other activities do you do besides what your core business?
Right, so I do practical skills development for youth and young women in marginalized communities. I do train them, vocational training. So some of them monitor my leather products, some of them to know it's a basket weaving. So as I go back home, I was recently appointed as a global mentor under the Tony Elumelu Foundation.
Oh.
So it's also another thing that I'm going to be doing when I go back home. I will expand my knowledge. I will transfer the skills and the knowledge that I learned in the U.S. back home, and not just in my country, but in the continent and the world at large.
Tell us a little bit. You mentioned Tony Elumelu, who is a big Nigerian philanthropist. How is that the synergy between that and some of these projects like YALI?
I don't know if there's really a synergy between Tony Elumelu Foundation and YALI, but what I know is that I met quite a few fellows under YALI that were appointed for the very same Tony Elumelu Foundation Global Mentoring Program.
Mm-hmm. Also, some people will be like, okay, are you active on social media? Where can people find you?
I am very active on social media. I think all my social media platforms are at Paula Majita Marowa, and our business page is Rukanda Pride. I see that you had said Makanda Pride, but it's Rukanda Pride.
Oh, and how did you come up with that name?
Rukanda means leather.
Uh-huh.
Rukanda in Shona.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where we got that from. I'm a Zezuru, but Rukanda is from Mashingo.
Ah.
So I just wanted to be inclusive of my
yes. Saka America.
Ndinovakurudzira kuti tagai like pandirikudzokera change tichiita ma practical skills development because takaona kuti pamwe pacho munhu anenge achifunga kuti andina zvandinogona, andina zvandinofungira kuti ndinoita. Saka pandirikudzokera tichange tichidzidzisa madzimai kugadzira zvinhu zvakawanda nemaoko avo so that vanokwanisa kutanga kuwanawo raramo.
Asi vamwe vanochema chema kavachiti zvinhu zvakaoma munyika ndingatange sei, unoti chii kune vanenge vari kudaro?
Inini sekutanga kwandakaita andina kutanga ndine capital. I know most people do not believe me, but I started with partnering with someone else who had the skill. All I needed was the same WhatsApp that everybody has. I started putting the product out there, marketing the product. So chandaishandisa concept chandaishandisa the model yandaishandisa was munanondipa deposit yandaishandisa as cost of production, and then that cost of production yaino cover my partner who was doing the manufacturing, and then the balance would be my profit, which I then accumulated to the point where I bought more machines and got into much larger scale than we were at that time. So sometimes you don't necessarily need capital. All you need is a skilled partner or a skill yourself.
And also, how important is social media from what you're learning here in the United States under the YALI program? How important is it for businesses, especially women, to take advantage of social media?
When I was back in Mississippi at Jackson State University, we did something called market simulation. And out of the market simulation, we learned a lot about market research. We learned a lot about marketing, which is something that social media is offering right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can do market research on social media. You can see what your competitors are charging, what they are offering, and you can counter offer or you can leverage on that. So I think social media is one of the great marketing platforms that we can use as small businesses. And I myself use social media a lot, you know, to put information out there, to get information, as well as to market our products.
And I saw they also had a lot of side businesses alongside the actual conference in itself. How useful was that?
Side businesses
like conferences, and they had workshops, they had exhibitions. How useful was that for you as a woman?
I think the breakout sessions were very useful because now it was targeted. You know, if you are into enterprise, if you are into civic engagement, if you're into healthcare, the breakout sessions were very they were targeting the right people, so you'd go exactly where you know you're going to get the information that you need. mm-hmm. as opposed to the whole conference where you're all just getting the same information.
Thank you so much, my guest here in studio, Majita Marowa, who's the director of Rukanda Pride based in Harare. And also we had earlier on Cinderella Ndlovu, the founder and director of Green Heart Trust based in Bulawayo. Thank you, ladies. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye.